Chapter 4. When Dr. Travis opened the door, Emily came awake instantly. "How are you feeling?" the doctor asked. "Better," Emily admitted. "I didn't read the pamphlet," she apologized. "I guess I just fell back asleep." "That's good. That's what your body needed to do. You'll have plenty of time to read the brochure." Travis didn't enter, but instead stood in the doorway, holding it open. "I thought you might like to come see some of the ward." Emily sat up and was overcome by a wave of dizziness. "Take your time," Travis advised, as if she could see into Emily's body. "When you feel like it, we'll go to the dining room and you can have a little snack. You must be hungry." In response, Emily's stomach growled furiously. She cringed and clasped her hands over her belly. Traitorous belly. Like the shrink would believe she really wanted to die when here she was, a fat pig ready to eat. "You won't want much," Travis continued, "but you need something to keep your blood sugar level up. Come on. I've convinced them to send you up some toast." Dutifully, Emily rose. At the doorway, Travis lightly put her hand on her back, guiding her. "Nurses' station, offices, conference rooms." Slowly they went down the corridor. "Here's the bedroom you'll be in tomorrow." Emily stuck her head around the door. "Looks bare. You'll be able to put cards, photos on the bulletin board above your bed. No TV, no phone. There's a television in our common living room, just down this way. And there are 3 payphones in this hall. This is where you'll receive and make all personal calls." "Not much privacy." Travis smiled. "That's right. You may place calls between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. But we ask you to keep the conversation short, no more than 15 or 20 minutes, because there are so many others who will need to use the phones. And they'll be shut off during group sessions. Here are the bathrooms. Your parents will bring you a toothbrush and toothpaste, which you may keep in your room and bring to the bathroom with you." "The dining room?" Emily looked into...